The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
And we're back. Welcome to episode 58 of the Mention the Machine, ladies and gentlemen and others. Joel, what's going on besides our epic bike ride to pick up the bentos?
September's a little bit manic for me.
Feels that way, yeah. I concur. Anyway.
Been doing a lot of projects, been starting a lot of shit, made a lot of decisions.
any life-altering decisions?
Not life-altering, but I'd say I got an idea what I'm doing the next couple months.
Nice. Monday we start our lifting, huh?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Back to the iron.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT for a regimen.
I thought you were just doing strong lifts again.
I want to see what ChatGPT gives me for that. If I like it better, I'll do it.
You doing 5-day?
We can.
That's what I was going to do, 5-day. I was going to do the bigger, leaner, stronger program again.
Okay. That was myself a 5-day, and I'll start using my sauna again.
Nice. Good times in the sauna.
I bought some mushroom gummies this morning.
not like a psychedelic mushroom.
No. Yeah. I was setting off air. I was listening to an Instagram girl that I liked following, and I realized she loves Bioshock. So I'm like, yeah, let's see what other content she has. And she also does neurodivergent content. It's like, do you have a problem sleeping? I'm like, are you spying on me? So,
yeah.
I bought some gummies this morning to see what happens with them.
Now, do you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep?
Staying asleep.
I have trouble falling asleep.
I'll fall asleep, it's just I won't stay asleep. In the past, I don't know, couple month and a half, it's been like just crazy dreams. Every time I wake up, it's like, I feel like I slept for like 8 hours. Like, oh, it's only an hour. And all these nightmares.
Get back to work.
I was thinking about it. The one night I went to bed early because I was like dead tired. I was in bed for 8 hours and I slept for three. I'm like, this is why I stay the fuck up.
Yeah, I keep trying to get more sleep and go to bed earlier. Same thing, you know, I end up at the same time. No matter what time I like say I'm going upstairs, I'm like, oh, just everything fucking takes its time.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible shit. But, yeah.
What did you accomplish in September? What did you accomplish in September?
Oh, I've got to have my notebook to understand all of that. We did build the porch steps.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. That was hot. But, it was a learning experience. Mm-hmm. We learned a lot.
Yes, we did.
That was more expensive than we thought.
Always but is.
Still cheaper than hiring somebody to do it.
Oh, yeah. Continuing to spot materials.
Mm-hmm. Multiple times, because you can never do a project with one trip to Home Depot.
Nope.
Yeah. That was probably the main thing, I think. Work-wise, work still work.
Work-wise be work.
I've been doing a lot of reading. That's mainly my thing. Reading a lot of I'm reading that cognitive behavioral therapy book.
Yeah, that feel good book's real good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Like I said,
I'm gonna go back through that again.
I think we can turn that into an app, because there's certain parts where it's like, consult this chart, and then if this is what you're seeing, like, go do this. And it's like, oh, well,
I'll put it in the sash.
Sounds like some fucking steps to put together.
I decided I'm going to try and get into software as a service somehow, building applications for people.
Nice.
I have a project. Last Friday, I spent 3 hours with an AI trying to build my perfect project management tool. And now I'm building the API for it so I can get started, log in shit. I'm going to eat my own dog food.
Why not?
But yeah, Swipe Meals is pretty much ready to go to get the output onto it.
Awesome.
So.
Need a new name for that. Need a LLC.
Mm-hmm. You're in charge of the LLC. And January 1st, I'm going to launch it for the public.
All right. I'll get that done.
But yeah, we'll do some testing. Next couple months.
Definitely.
I went cycling with my friend from years ago. Reconnected. She's like huge into cycling now because she's trying to lose weight and whatnot. We did 30 miles on the Gap Trail.
So that's an okay trail. I like that trail.
I like the trail except for that 10-mile section where we just went uphill.
Well, that was way down the trail. That wasn't just like...
Yeah. But I was so paranoid. I'm like, when am I going to hit it? When am I going to hit it? Like, we got to, like, as soon as I see this, we're turning around. Like, you don't understand. I had PTSD.
Well, that trail does have a loop to it, I think. There's a part where you can loop. Mm. I'm not as familiar with it as Rick was, but. Mm.
So, yeah. So, I got the Rock and Hobbs Guild idea. I got the swipe meals. I got another. My coworker and I are working on an idea for a pantry management / meal prep / cookbook ecosystem.
Nice. Yeah, I think I'm going to leverage that with the prepper inventory. Because if you have like your inventory of all your stuff for prepping, you can have it generate recipes for you from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
The idea is...
What can I make with 15 pounds of rice and chicken stock?
There's a... My idea, I want to do a pantry management because I threw away too much food in the past year. And the whole out of sight, out of mind thing is real. I keep forgetting that I have that shortcoming.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like, we got during COVID, we bought a half a pig. And we ate, like, just some of the bacon of it and some of the pork chops and, like, forgot about most of the other meat that was in the basement. And it's like, well, that's all gone now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all garbage. But that was also like the height of, are we going to actually have food for the rest of our lives, or are we going to have to start learning how to hunt?
Mm-hmm. I want to buy a quarter of a cow.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was really good friends with a hunter. Get in on that.
Mm.
But, yeah, you know, I want fucking, I'll take 100 pounds of elk meat. No one else here would eat it but me, unless they didn't know.
Well, it sounds like you need to improve your network.
Yeah, always. I always need to improve my network, but I'm too lazy.
My coworker, he sent me a random website out of the blue last week, and I kept forgetting to get back to it, and I had lunch with him on Tuesday, and he explained to me what happened. He's like, yeah, this guy prints t-shirts, and like, I told him the stuff that you did, he wants to reach out to you and learn some stuff. Nice. Like, does he have any business pains that can solve it all in automation? Free consult. Between my design thinking class and that CICD class I took, I think I can manage a small team to build shit.
Nice. Starting to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Hopefully next time this year, we'll be sitting in my who knows what crazy compound. I keep seeing all these YouTubers who go get a warehouse and build a makerspace.
Mm-hmm.
There's lunch.
Yeah. Good luck getting a warehouse in this city at a good price nowadays.
Who doesn't go in the city?
Yeah, well, anywhere around here.
I gotta find an old farm. That's my other dream, is I want to buy an old farm and then just make it set up for like for me to just fly my drones and airplanes on.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I want to run missions where I like planes just fly around the property all the time.
Uh-huh.
You got rovers just drive around the property.
Why not? I mean, that's what I would do. Little digital sentries.
I'm working on a GPS project for a guy. And this past week I've realized I'm in the totally the wrong industry. Because this guy came in and had some problems he had with his GPS project, and I just spitballed like all these new features, like, this is amazing, we gotta do this. Like, I speak and people are excited.
Well, now you got all kinds of cool tools.
Mm-hmm.
The AI thing released a lot of people from the constraints of having to know how to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just need to know that you can do something.
I found there's a prompt that I got today that a buddy sent me. You're the one who started with the whole doing the AI tip thing.
Yeah.
And I've seen that a lot of people, well, according to the poll on LinkedIn, there's some interest. But I told my sister and told another person, and they were like super excited. But this prompt is a game changer. Act as a prompt engineer. Review the following prompt. Optimize it to make it better, and ask any questions you have before proceeding.
Nice.
Because one thing I told my sister about was, like, sometimes you just ask the AI what it can do or what it can do or how to ask for it, it'll mm-hmm. tell you. She's like, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Things learning at an exponential rate.
Well, it all depends on what you feed it, because I was, my buddy just had another kid, and we're riding to the hospital so I could take the car back for him. And our friend Jordan Peterson was on Joe Rogan talking about his new academic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a section about something they were talking about, like teaching AI to do stuff. And the ad is only as good as the data you give it, which is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So.
For now.
And, like, it's just, like, the whole programming thing. You can't lie. It's like, I can tell in 30 seconds when I hit run and it doesn't work. So.
Oh, AI. Yes. Are you real?
Of course it's real. How real do you feel, Mrs. Peel?
Should we even worry about it?
No.
Not my problem. That's some other person with kids' problem.
Mm-hmm. The way I see it, you gotta get the idiots from going, hey, give it some weapons. Hey, give it control over all human race.
Oh, no, that's gonna happen. That was that whole book Red Sky Morning was talking about. The United States built an AI, and they were trying to get it to hook up to the control of the South Pacific fleet before China could get theirs up and running, and it was like... Basically, what would happen is if a missile was launched, then there'd be countermeasures already in place long before even a phone call was made to mm-hmm. say that there was a missile launched, and people could get out of bed to make decisions. And it's like, huh? There's a guy that I follow on TikTok. He's the guy that does all the big conspiracy stuff about how like all the stuff in the grocery store is really owned by five companies.
Cancel the T-shirt company.
Yeah, he's talking about how like he thinks World War III is actually going on right now, but it's like a complete cyber war. Mm-hmm. And, like, nobody's going to be aware of it until it's over. Probably be an endless cyber war.
Kind of like that pager thing.
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary shit that they could just blow you up like that.
Well, from what I heard, they took control of the company that made the pagers. They knew they were going to buy the pagers from there. So like, oh, this order, here, put this in here.
Yeah.
It wasn't the batteries, it was the actual C4 in the pagers.
Yeah, I know they had to do something to make them more explosive, because, I mean, the battery's not just going to blow up that big. It might catch fire, but it's not going to... Like, I've seen the videos of, like, those things going off, and there's a bigger explosion than just a battery. They should just send them all cyber trucks and then lock them in.
Supposedly Russia found a way to get around the lock.
Where's the... what the hell was that show? It was Sons of Anarchy or something. There was a clip where I saw where the guy did a bunch of custom mod. He worked for like the mob and like the criminal enterprises modding cars and stuff like that. And they had him mod their SUVs and stuff to be all bulletproof. And then they were like giving him shit about not paying him. He's like, why don't you can pay me later. Why don't you take a test drive? And they all got in it. And then he locked the doors and locked them in there. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't get out. They were fucking shooting the thing. He was like, it's a 90 degrees out here. It's in like an hour. It's going to be like fucking 150 in there. Mm-hmm. And like, enjoy yourselves. let them die.
I think I saw that clip.
Yeah, it was fucking tough shit. He was showing his kid.
Yeah, I saw that clip.
Like, this is how you teach people not to fuck with you. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand why people don't understand that they're not always in control.
Right.
Like, I had an issue at work the other day, this I've been telling you all week, about miscommunications. And, like, I finally documented, I'm like, okay, well, since I'm not trying, let me document every time this guy doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Huh? It's like, every time you don't show up, another bullet in the gun.
Yeah, it's weird how people, that goes into your whole sense of, like, your whole, not to sound like fucking corporate speak, but your whole personal brand. Mm-hmm. Like, who you are. Like, if you schedule a meeting and keep blowing them off, like, you're not a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the very opposite of a professional.
My word is my bond.
Yeah. I imagine, fucking, in the real world, that it's a, like, if Jocko sends you a meeting invite, he's already in the meeting room waiting 10 minutes before he sent it.
Like, I told you that
if you're on time, you're late.
It's like you're telling me the whole Walmart thing. I'm like, I just pictured him just SEAL Team 6 and them in the bedroom, sign this contract. I got to the contract, so he's going to take you out.
I mean, if there's one thing about that dude, it's like, when he first showed up, it's like, oh, it's kind of like, it's cool, but it's like, is it a gimmick? And then you realize he's been doing the same shit for fucking years. Still getting up, still working out of that time. All the shit he talks about, he's apparently legit with, because his companies are just marching forward, like fucking taking over everything. Like, it's crazy. Now he's getting a movie made from the fucking Way of the Warrior Kid, like, with Chris Pratt playing the Uncle Jake. And, like, it's insane. It's like, Jocko's in movies. Jocko's got movies now. He's got energy drinks. He's got supplements. He's got fucking clothing company. He's got an MMA gym. It's like, dude, how much more success do you need? Save some for the rest of it.
Think of his dead friends.
You know who Johnny Kim is?
Name sounds familiar.
He was on one of the SEALs under Jocko. He was Asian guy.
Is he Echo?
No. He's an Asian guy. He became a Navy SEAL. Then he went on from there to become a surgeon or something. And then from there he went on to become an astronaut. So it's like, how much more success do you need? Like,
all of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wonder if his Asian parents are proud of him.
No. Never.
Like, how do you do all of that? Like, one of those things I'd be happy with.
You're not Asian.
Nah, that's probably true.
Like, there's just some people who have that drive. Like, I've been, this whole month, like, I got in that whole SAS idea, and I tried to build swipe meals that one weekend, and I hit that wall, so I use this tool.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that other project came up, and I banged that out in a couple hours. I'm like, holy shit, this would have took me a month to do. And every roadblock I've hit this month, like, doing various projects, I just keep feeding the error message to ChatGPT. We'll try this, try that.
Yeah.
And, I told you this yesterday, my web server was having issues. I didn't know the mention of my CM website had a bad directive in its configuration.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept trying to fix it, and I kept going around in circles. I'm like, okay, how do I back up the mentioned machine? I got a database, I got email, and I got the files.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's wipe it out and reinstall. Because, you know, wipe it from scratch. And it fixed it.
Nice.
And it's like every roadblock, like, it's not that I don't know how to solve the problem. I don't know what the problem is saying half the time with these error messages.
Right, yeah. Vague error messages.
And sometimes it's like, it's two pages of error messages.
Wow.
But, like, you gotta know how to read the whole thing. And I'm just like, copy, paste, what's this say? Oh, this happened. Okay, I'll do this then.
Yeah. Yeah, I run into that too, where I'll have code that's not working, and I'll be like, I'll just paste it, and be like, why isn't this working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because you're using the wrong bracket here, and it's like, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, this past week, I was having it do that, and it was like giving me code where it was opening quotes and using the wrong closing quote throughout it, and I was like, you're getting sketchy.
Well, you have to set rules too.
Well, it should know. I said, go back, and I said, kept telling it, like, is this code correct? And then it would be like, yeah, it should work. And I was like...
But did you set the rules of how the quote should work? Because some places do use weird quotes.
No, because it would be like, it would be for like a string, and it would open with a double quote, and it would close with the whatever that one that's on the top left of the keyboard is.
Ah, tilde.
Yeah, the tilde quote. And it's like, well, that's not going to fucking work.
Mm-hmm. Because like when I use Cursor AI, there's a set of rules you can put in.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I got upset because I probably dropped $60 on Cursor AI getting fast API calls given the run. But the one thing I did learn was, like, I'd say, hey, I keep telling you to do this, but you don't do this. Give me a prompt to fix this. So now I got this, I call it my golden prompt. Like, I load that every time I start it up. And like the other day, I started a project where I used Claude. And I told Claude, hey, give me an outline like this to tell it what to do. I'll just copy and paste. Follow the instructions. Okay. Does it. Okay. Like, anything I need to fix? Yeah, I have all these questions. Copy, paste the other AI. AI gives me this. Go back and forth.
It's like that prank where you call two Chinese restaurants and you put the phones next to each other and just let them talk to each other.
Yeah, it's really interesting watching this thing, like, being able to, like, manipulate things a lot faster. Because now I have different issues I'm running into instead of the same dumb errors of like, well, how do I do this? How do I read that?
Yeah, it's a lot like we went from everything being a nail, because all we had was a hammer, to like we've got a whole toolbox now of like options to solve stuff. And, you know, we got probably like 10 minutes. It's going to be a short podcast. I got a call, unfortunately. I got to get on at 2.
We'll make it 5.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's so amazing because like now you get that dopamine hit of, oh, well, new problem. How do I fix this problem? And like now, like I'm failing faster, but I'm also recovering faster.
Yeah.
Because like before, it was like search the internet, Google the answer, and then find out this is an outdated answer.
Yeah.
Well, like for example, I was asking for about Plesk. Plesk is what I use to manage my servers. Again, like this is the wrong command. Search the web for the current version.
Yeah.
Okay, well, back it up. Okay, well, this happened. We'll do this. Well, that didn't work. Give the output. Oh, well, that's wrong. Here's how you fix it.
Yeah. Well, and, like, a lot, for me, a lot of the time, there'll be things that I'm editing where I'm not like, I didn't build the original thing, so I'm making edits to this for this specific case, and it'll break something, and I'll be like, I don't know why this is breaking, and I'll search, and I'll wind up on Stack Overflow, and people, this approach you're doing is completely wrong, why don't you write like this? Like, I'm not rewriting this whole fucking thing, just fix this problem.
Well, that's like I was telling the other day, with my 3D printer, like, I have not leveled the printer, and I don't know how long, it's been months. I wanted to print some dividers for my camera. I finally found a program to make boxes for different shit, and you can make dividers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can make dividers for my kitchen, and finally get my silver drawer in order. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to level the thing, so I go on the internet and say, hey, I looked at the manual of this, and how do I do this? I'm like, you need to do your homework. I'm like,
this is my homework, asshole. Uh-huh.
So then, like, a couple of people told me what to do. I'm like, you know what? I'm spiteful. Let's see what this guy asked for questions on. Very first post, how do I load the? I've done all the delivery. Same exact question I had. Instead of just answering the question, he had to be a hard ass.
Uh-huh. That's everyone on the internet.
Yeah, it's like, if you don't have the answer, shut up. If you're not going to help, shut up. Well, you shouldn't do it that way. Well, guess what? I don't have a choice in the matter. So here we are.
Dumbasses.
Oh, what was it? If candies and nuts were wishes and butts, we'd all have a merry fucking Christmas.
Not for me. I don't like that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited for the fourth quarter of this year. I can't believe it's coming up already. But
it is the fourth quarter, isn't it?
Nah, it starts October. October, November, December.
I always get my math wrong.
Yeah. Slightly off, but...
Yeah.
Started I wrote out the other day a two-page, fucking just a list of problems. And I'm like, well, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem. And I'm like, I got to go back through and start figuring out a solution or a means to find the solution. Like, does it involve listening to more stuff? Does it involve reading more? Does it involve just action? Does it involve money? Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm about to do the same thing this weekend.
A list of problems.
Well, so Sunday, I'm doing a thing for my game. I play that Luke Danger's game. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the group back to the bubble from 20,000 light years away. It literally is an all-day ordeal because every 22 minutes I got to tell them to do something. Mm. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm stuck at home, so I might as well write code and solve shit.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not playing Space Marine.
My buddy didn't get it, so like I'm not playing by myself. And he's like, it's just too much money right now. So
what is it, $60?
Probably. But the thing is, like, we play Helldivers, we play Darktide, we have all the other games to play.
As much as I heard, what happened to Helldivers? Because I know that was, like, big, but then suddenly, like, nobody talks about it anymore.
Because people got bored with it because they didn't keep updating like they should. It's still a solid game, it's just the flock is left. Hmm. Like, you got people who are like, oh, this is a cool new thing, new game. But then you got people like me and my buddy who's like, I just want to go blow shit up, let's go play some Helldivers.
I was wondering about that. I thought there was something going on with it because of Sony and PSN.
Well, they did that a while ago. But they released a new, they call them War Bonds. It's like you can get weapons and shit. And this one's now, like, I guess they do, like, acid and fire shit. Because they've done all these other things. They did an explosive one where, like, they had this shotgun. It was fucking amazing. Like, it had shrapnel, so, like, you could shoot a creature, and then the shrapnel blew up, too. But then they nerfed them, like, well, this sucks. So.
Yeah, because I was looking for a new game to get in a little while ago. I ended up replaying Days Gone, which is a fun zombie game. But
I need to go through my library and just start playing shit again.
Yeah, I think I'm done with new games for a while. Probably forever. I don't think I'm... I mean, I might get that Space Marine, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, if you do, let me know, and I'll play it with you.
Yeah. Won't be this weekend. This weekend, I gotta finish painting the porch. And
yeah.
I gotta do the good son thing and go see my mother.
Yes, you do.
I haven't seen her since Mother's Day, and that's a shame. Yeah, I'm a bad son.
Yeah, and on that note, we're gonna leave so you can go see his mother.
What's that?
So on that note, we're gonna go leave so you can go see his mother.
Well, that's episode 58, and we'll be back for episode... 59. Mm-hmm. Maybe next week. Maybe we'll just bang that one out.
Might as well. I'm going to release this one on Monday.
Yeah, we might as well just start getting them all through before it gets too cold in case of...
Ain't no such thing as too cold. We got a space heater.
Like, space heaters don't do that much. But we'll see if we can fend off global warming.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit themensionthemachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.
I say mic check 1212.
Mic check 1212.
Okay, that sounds good enough for me. Quick episode this week, sorry.